And it's time once again to hear some of your comments. Our health segment on Monday made Cliff Rettner Jr. in Wichita, Kansas feel old. "I just turned 51 over the weekend," he writes, "and the stories we aired on Monday did not sit well with them. Elderly drivers, osteoarthritis, and a teaser about early onset Alzheimer's. Geez, can you give a guy a break?" Mr. Rettner writes. "I mean, if my fate is to slowly fall to pieces, can I at least do so without it hitting me all at once on Monday morning?"
Well, and my interview with food maven Nigella Lawson this week caught the ear of a number of our Southern listeners who were not happy. They had a few things to say about Lawson's variation on her mother's recipe for ham cooked with cider.
"If it works with cider, why can't I use other drinks? And although when I first did it, it raised a few eyebrows, I did cook a ham in Coca-Cola."
Susan Holland in Spartanburg, South Carolina, heard that and wrote, "Southern cooks are outraged to hear Nigella Lawson claim to have invented cooking ham in Coca-Cola. We've done this for decades. Check any church cookbook that's 50 years older or more."
And we have a clarification this morning. In a story yesterday, we said Boeing aircraft was based in Seattle. Listeners wrote in to advise that Boeing's corporate headquarters are in Chicago. However, the company's largest production facilities are in or around Seattle.
A story this week by reporter April Fulton used an analogy to describe President Obama's public health care plan, comparing it to an airline, the imaginary government air.
"It might be a little more crowded, and there will probably not be free meals on the public plane, but you will have a seat, and you will get to your destination, Healthyville."
That got some of you riding in with a less optimistic vision, like Jesse Janowak from Williamsport, Pennsylvania. "After government air opens," he writes, "my employer no longer sees the need to help me pay for private air, so I buy a ticket on government air for the next flight to Healthyville." Janowak then imagines, not surprisingly, a lot of other people are doing the same thing because their employers also stop paying for private air. So many people, actually, the plane is full for the day.
We hope to fly you to good Radioville every day, but if we veer off course, let us know. Visit npr.org and click on Contact Us.